race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Powerball jackpot continues to rise. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Southern California Powerball ticket buyers were all making plans about what they were going to do if they won.
Go to Key West for a little bit.
Pay off my house.
But the $625 million fourth largest Powerball jackpot ever went unclaimed again. No one has won the big prize since December. The next drawing on Wednesday has an estimated value of $750 million before taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a rundown of the top weekend movies.
A spooky horror film is tops at the box office this past weekend. The movie Us, starring Jordan Peele, grossed $70 million. Captain Marvel is number two at $35 million. The animated feature Wonder Park is at $9 million. Just under that, the romantic comedy 5 Feet Apart is at $8.8 million. And slipping down to number five, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, at $6.5 million.
After 4 days of March Madness, just one perfect bracket remains from the websites ESPN, Yahoo, CBS Sportsline, Fox, and many, many more. The bracket Center Row correctly predicted the outcome of the first 48 games of the tournament, making it the first bracket ever to make the Sweet 16 perfect. You can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. I am ready. Are you ready, Mike?
I think I'm ready. I even hit the go button on Facebook. That's pretty good.
That means you're ready.
Usually I remember about most of the way through before the first break.
Oh, well. So we have the whole show flowing through all the...
Captured. We are there, folks. Listen, I am Mike, your co-host, Miles Bauer. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning.
Listen, I'm looking through show notes for the day. Is this a truism to say that an Obama White House lawyer could be prosecuted by the Mueller team?
You know, it's awful suspect how Mueller would have picked off one of his attorneys.
It is a fascinating thing. By the way, folks, this is from FoxNews.com. We're reading this article from, and the actual title is, Obama White House Counsel Faces Possible Prosecution and Mueller-initiated probe. Listen, the fascinating part about this, and I don't want to ever get my hopes up with the Mueller team. They're about as partisan as you can possibly get. Having said that, I've believed all along that this is about Obama and Clinton and having very little to nothing to do with Trump. Time will prove me right or wrong. Time always has a way of revealing the truth, but that is my passionate belief. The idea, the notion that Mueller's team, who's partisan, would actually pay attention to it. Good for him if that's true, but I'm with you, I'm skeptical. Fair statement, skeptical?
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, this is from newsbusters.org. Ted Koppel. Remember him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Was he the original 60 Minutes? Was that where he came from?
Nightline.
Yeah. Nightline. Now that's
it, Nightline. That was on, was that ABC?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, was Nightline the one that started as a result of Jimmy Carter? You know, this is day 253.
Yeah, it started as part of the Iran hostage crisis.
Yeah, that's what was tripping me up, because I thought it came out of that era. And every night, folks, if you're younger or older and forgot, like I'm...
And that started like at 11:30, right after the local news, did it?
Right after the local news, you know, day 253, day 4, it went on every day until it turned into Nightline News. And at any rate, Ted Koppel says, Trump's not mistaken that liberal media are blatantly out to get him. His words, out to get him. And this is me have my injection of naivete into the show. But remind me, isn't the news's responsibility, since they're constitutionally protected, isn't it their responsibility to report the news rather than make the news? Am I confused on this point?
No, and you know, this kind of came off as he was upset about the idea that there was the rise of conservative talk radio, and that there was the rise of the Fox News network. And, like, he was lamenting the fact that the left lost the monopoly they used to have back when you and I were growing up, where they had everything locked up. But that isn't the case any longer.
Well, no, and I would submit to you that their ardent to far-left ideologies left a massive vacuum, because to your point, middle America, that's not where they're at. And so there's going to be, you leave that size of a hole, what should have been the unvarnished truth news, they leave that absent from the story, and somebody's going to fill it. Rush Limbaugh certainly walked us across the aisle, brought it, saved AM radio, some would say. And really, there's always been talk radio, by the way. Let me stop myself for a second. I remember listening to my grandmother when I was a very little boy, listening to the news with my grandmother. It was talk radio, and I didn't identify it the same way back then. And it was intermittent with online auctions of fans and birds and everything else, but it was talk radio. But to your point with Ted opining about the old days, man, I think this was a self-fulfilling prophecy on their part.
Yeah,
kind of how I saw it. They caused the wreck of their own because they had it lock, stock, and barrel. Everyone believed them. I mean, I still hear people on our side opining about they missed the days of Walter Cronkite. Well, Walter Cronkite was a far leftist. Let's be honest about this. So as a constitutionalist, I don't miss the days of Walter Cronkite. I will say the one of the impediments that we have is that there's so much news now. There's so much data that it's to your, I think you said it all along, the folks tune out at some point. There's just so much of it. Is that a truism?
Right, exactly.
Well, listen, let's fly along to our next big buddy here on my list, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders speechwriters 2013 op-eds. Let's hope the Boston Marathon bomber is a white American. What kind of thinking is that, Miles? Help me understand who these people are.
I think this all goes back to one of our favorite themes that we talk about often, that they're into identity politics.
I guess. So have we gotten to a point where, and I know the answer to this, by the way, because I think both sides do it to a degree, you hear somebody somewhere that's done some horrific act, and everyone pauses and holds their breath to see what side of the aisle or how far left or right that screwball was. First off, I think this is wrongheaded. I think this person's comment was racist, unvarnished, to use that word, unvarnished racism. These people are right in our face, not our face white people, our face Americans, all Americans, is how I see this. I think it's just ugly hatred to think this way. am I overstating it? What's your opinion on that, Miles?
No, I mean, I'm sure regular folks are thinking the way you're thinking, but, you know, just like when the Christchurch shootings broke out, remember CNN said that the guy was a right winger right out of the gate.
Right, right.
No, knowing nothing about what the guy was thinking, and he actually criticized in his manifesto, he criticized conservatives, yet CNN decided to overlook that and call this guy a right-wing nut.
Right, and the reality is that's not what he was at all, or is. I just think that we've gotten ourselves in a pickle here as a culture when we think that it makes sense to pray it's, there's that word, to pray it's the other side, hoping to either have some political defense or some political fodder. I don't think that's very healthy as a culture, and that's what we're teaching our young by default. Think about that for a minute. Get your head around the idea that we're teaching our young by default to sit around and hope these acts are acts done by our opposition. That sounds like it's right out of some dystopian, poorly written novel. Yes, Brian?
It sounds like it's just justification to attack your opponents, like looking for reasons to push back harder against those who don't share your views.
Yeah, but it's both. It's wanting to attack your opponent, but it's also hoping that you don't fall attack. So I hope it's not one of ours. I hope we don't get attacked on this, but if it's one of theirs, I'm going to attack them. Wow. So he writes that, and of course Bernie's supposed to be the picture definition of, you know, wealth equality and honesty and share and tolerance, and he's none of those things. And I'm not attacking the guy because he's an opposition politician, which he is, but anyone that puts her truth hat on looks at this guy. You know, he's an outsider. He's been elected office for 40 years, and this is what his people around him, his immediate people, this is how they see things. Folks, on that, though, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Linda Fondren wanted Vicksburg to be the most fit city in Mississippi.
Walking is cheap. Life is priceless.
She got 2,500 neighbors to start walking with her.
Let's come together to help each other.
She wouldn't let them give up.
And we end up losing 15,000 pounds.
Linda helped reshape the community she loved, literally.
If you want to be happy, you got to be healthy.
Fitness. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We're here on our mission to cover the important things.
We are. We're diving in, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, I'm reading from the WashingtonExaminer.com. I got to quote it, folks. I apologize up front. Damn socialism. Why are you chasing me? Chinese Americans see ghost of communism in Democrats' leftward turn. I got to tell you, this week I was one of five speakers at an event in Ottawa County, Michigan, that posed the question, what is socialism? And again, I was one of five. One of the people there was a former, he says he'll refer to himself as Cuban again when they become a republic again. And it was fascinating listening to him describe what it was like in Cuba before the revolution and there what it was after. And his description of communism was very fearsome. And at the point before it became communist, they had a leader that was terrible. Talking about leaving a vacuum, the leader before the communist revolution needed to be removed from office. On the other hand, Cuba was the richest country in the hemisphere, in that particular geography. It was doing extremely well. Yes, the single leader was corrupt, but that didn't necessarily make sense to say we should get rid of this guy and replace it with that guy. But what he described was that Fidel Castro did all of the exact things that they wanted the former corrupt leader to do. Everything he did, Castro did. And of course, Castro came in with the politics. The propaganda was: we just want everyone to be able to work. We want everyone to have everything: great education, great health. None of that is what Fidel Castro actually had in mind. He had in mind himself, which is usually what the elitists have in mind. At any rate, these Chinese Americans, they see the same thing. They see the same thing as what the Cuban related did this week. And that's that when they watch what's going on with the Democratic Party, that's what they fled. Miles, what's your opinion of that? Maybe in your life's experience, maybe have you met folks from other countries like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about it. What we saw in Venezuela was that the ruling class got so irritating to the people that they just wanted something different, and that's how they got that. That's why they introduced socialism into their government, because they were so tired of an elitist ruling class. Unfortunately, it kind of backfired on the people, and it turned into the mess that Venezuela is.
Agreed. there was one of the panelists on that panel of people talking about socialism. His name was Jared. I can't think of his whole name, but he's from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy over in Midland, Michigan. Very, very intelligent young man. Born in the, he had an interesting point I wanted to run by you. He said that the millennials and younger, but especially his age group, those that were born in the 80s, he said when he came about graduating from college, everything had been very, very well through his whole life. And then the wheels fell off the cart the same year that he graduated from college. He said a lot of his peers looked around. They were young. They were fresh out of school and ready to go conquer the world. And the economy collapsed, 2008-2009 era. And he said that's really why, and this is his belief. I'm not advocating and I'm sharing it because, frankly, I'm too old to try to put myself in that thought process. But he said that the reason you're seeing a lot of millennials embrace socialism is that their first adult impact with capitalism was to watch that failing of 2009. And so their answer was, we've got to find a different answer because this answer isn't working. And that people like Bernie are filling that void. What do you think about that theory, Miles?
Yeah, I can certainly understand that explanation,
Yeah, it kind of goes back to our youth because our vantage point is from the position of having the Soviet Union to point at and go, wow, let's never be like that. And like we've talked about a number of times, and doing the nuclear fallout drills and all of that in elementary school. So that's not something that the millennials have gone through, and what they've seen in contrast is the, and by the way, I would submit to you that the 2009 bubble burst was a direct result of government intervention into the economy. They got into the housing market up to their eyeballs, and their policies had an impact, a significant impact, on the cost of gasoline at the pump. So that went up over 4.25, and these people that were buying homes without worthy credit, without job security, and without down payments, et cetera, the housing market tipped over. Government intervention, I can't think of a time when it's worked. That said, I think he's probably onto something because they have a very different vantage point than people in our age group does, even you, Brian Thomas. You're kind of right in between Miles and I, if I remember.
Yeah, I'm right in there in that same circle, I guess.
It's an interesting topic. I keep broaching it because in my mind, I don't think we can get out of this jam unless we figure out how we got into it. And that's why I keep wrestling with how did the greatest nation in the world economically ever, directly as a result of capitalism, how is it that we're steeped in a debate over socialism? I keep asking that question because it's absolutely nonsensical. That's where we're at. So I wrestle. How do we get here under the belief that if we figure out how we got here, we can figure out how to get out?
I just find that there's so much focus on what's not right and not much on what is good about our country. There are so many people that are doing really well.
Right.
And there are more and more millionaires than ever, people who are successful and really getting it done. They don't talk about them.
Yeah,
they talk about them like there's something like they should be giving more or paying more taxes.
Well, what they talk about them is that they couldn't have got there if they didn't do it on the backs of folks that are not successful.
And that is so not true.
And I look at it and think, wait a minute, why don't we try to emulate success? Why aren't we teaching the recipe for success rather than shunning it? Miles, you're pretty darn successful, but I remember you working your butt off in school, and I'm going to guess you did more than 40-hour weeks on average through your work career. I don't think success happens on accident, regardless of what AOC says.
Right, I completely agree. I mean, you know, you have the opportunity to go as far as you want to go.
Yeah, is that changing? Is opportunity becoming more difficult because of the ever-increasing power of federal and state governments? I look at it exactly opposite as AOC and Bernie and all those folks. I think that their empowerment of government squelches my opportunity.
It is a burden on business owners, I understand.
Listen, I am a business
regulation
owner.
Regulation.
I'm a business owner.
All the paperwork you got to do and then
listen,
be,
I, I work for the government.
Licensed for this and that. And
yeah, but the reality of me being self-employed, and this is true for anybody that's self-employed, is that we work for the government. They tell me everything I've got to do. They get here's the forms you're going to fill out. These are the hours you're going to work, and we must be notified. It's to me, it's insanity.
You got to attend some hours of certain kind of classes to make sure that you're up to snuff on certain rules.
But then when you go to the classes, especially on a federal level, they're absolute numbskull classes, and they're all teaching. They're demanding diversity while they're not acting very diverse. And wait a minute, this is a big gigantic oxymoron is what it is. I don't know. I did find the article that got me on this is I found it fascinating these Chinese Americans to point out that the direction we're going is exactly the direction that they fled. That was my interpretation of the article, and I find it concerning. What do you think, Miles? Was it concerning? Am I misreading it?
Yeah, no, I certainly agree with you.
Yeah, listen, let's Trump wins. Did you see the Supreme Court case?
Yep.
Yeah, listen, when we go, we've got to go to a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about Trump's victory in the Supreme Court. Folks, we'll be right back.
This message is brought to you by Centria Autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a behavioral health condition, increasingly common in all our communities. Between 65,000 and 70,000 new children will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism in 2019. Recent studies reveal that approximately 30% of children with autism are not receiving evidence-based behavioral treatment. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer, Centria Autism.
The treatment of any child with autism should be individualized and holistic, with the goal of helping every child have the best developmental experience possible. By taking a more clinically integrated approach to the care path using applied behavior analysis, or ABA, we can improve a child's communication, living, and behavioral skills.
For more information, visit www.centriaautism.com. That's www.centriaautism.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As top Democrats are demanding full access to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at APEC, says,
"Make no mistake about it, my fellow Americans, this was a total vindication of the President of the United States and our campaign. And it should be welcomed by every American. And even if some Democrats want to spend more time on discredited allegations, the American people can be confident. The President and I are going to continue to focus where we always have, on the issues that are most important to our country, on a stronger and more prosperous America."
Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska will be threatened with more flooding even as the deadly waters retreat in the Midwest. The National Weather Service believes icy tributaries in Montana and the Dakotas threaten more floods for weeks to come. Thousands of people in those states have been forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. I encourage you to take a look at RenegadeRiver.com.
A very, very good idea. And then do me another favor. Follow us on Facebook, where we usually are Facebook streaming. And there you'll see folks commenting, offering suggestions, and you're invited to jump in. Listen, Miles, when we went to break, I was just broaching the topic of Trump wins. Supreme Court rules convicted illegals can be detained and deported. That's a headline from ZeroHedge.com. Miles, why would there be a question? Why in the world would such a numbskull question rise all the way to the Supreme Court? Isn't it obvious if you're an illegal alien and you've been convicted that you should get booted out when you're done paying your jail time? Why is that an issue?
Well, it's obvious, but as we talked about a lot on the show, our friends on the left need an underclass desperately.
You think that's what this is about, honest? Because I look at this and it is so idiotic to think that these people should not be deported. It never occurred to me, to be frank with you, that we wouldn't deport them. That, I don't know how that could be a reasonable question, nor do I understand how it got all the way to the Supreme Court. Those things are just zany to me.
But the thing that I find fascinating is neither the right or the left bring up any type of immigration reform. So it tells me Washington in general doesn't see any problem with our current immigration insanity.
Listen, I agree with that. Both sides of the aisle seem to be, I don't know if they feel that they just can't arrive at a votable agreement. Anyone that looks at this, left or right, has got to acknowledge that our immigration policy, the laws that govern how folks get here, are just as broken as they can possibly be. Started with Ted Kennedy back in the 70s. It is absolutely a train wreck. So if you're an honest, good person living somewhere else and you want to immigrate to the United States legally, wowzers, it ain't easy. And I'm not suggesting it should be a walk in the park. We definitely need to vet and know who we're allowing in. We've been doing that since pre-Civil War. I think that makes good sense. But to make it so cumbersome and so bureaucratic that the average person can't, so they just illegal. You're right, Miles. It makes no sense to me that that neither side wants to fix it. So I'm reading this article from Zero Hedge. It was a 5-4 decision in the Supreme Court. It was a 5-4 decision that reversed the Ninth Circuit Court, which restricted when the immigrants could be deported. For example, the Ninth Circuit Court ruling stated that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement would have to detain the illegal immigrants immediately, or they would be exempt from ever being deported. You start reading this. It escapes me how these people think that this stuff makes sense. If you don't have them immediate, then they're good to go forever. Why do you come up with that? So if the person is very, very good at evading, he's good to go. Well, that's wrong-headed thinking as much as it can be, in my view. What would be your suggestion, though, Miles, on the greater topic? The immigration system now takes many thousands of dollars and many years. What's the short fix to it? Any offering?
Well, I think it's insane that we come up with the idea that if we catch them, then we are forced to release them until their quote-unquote court date, which occurs a couple months from now after they've been caught, but yet they're just free to roam the country. And then many of them just never even show up to court.
Keep it in mind, folks, that this article is primarily focused on convicted illegals. So we're not talking about somebody that's a law-abiding illegal. I love that term. All the left are so creative.
Somebody who just might have been caught
without
their papers, and then say you got to come back. And
But these folks are convicted largely of other crimes because they don't ever refer to the law-abiding illegals. These are
and they, it sounds like they're just making a game out of it. Okay, if we happen to catch you, and if you come back for your hearing or your court appearance,
I wonder sometimes
law will be.
I wonder sometimes if we've gotten so partisan in D.C. that we're going, both sides, by the way, will just stake out a position if it's contrary to opposition. It doesn't matter whether it makes sense or not. We're not going to agree on anything purposely. Even if we agree on it, we're not going to agree on it. Things like immigration that are so obvious. Another obvious is with the infrastructure. When Trump first came to office, he worked very hard in the first year to try to get agreement on infrastructure, something the Democrats have been demanding for years, but they can't agree on it because he was advancing it. Wow, is that really where D.C. is at? I mean, when we talk to Congressman Mitchell, Paul Mitchell from the other side of Michigan, he says, no, it's only the big issues that the media focus on where there's disagreements. In general, he submits that they work quite well in D.C. together. Miles, what do you think? Do they just disagree to be contrary, or is this all media hype? What do you think?
No, I mean, again, it all kind of goes back to supporting their underclass that they so desperately need. Because as we saw in 216, they abandoned the blue-collar flyover country that they historically had.
Yeah, they absolutely did that, and purposely. Purposely.
Right.
Some of those folks now are just now understanding that their ideology that's been the backbone of the Democratic Party, when I say they, I'm referring to local tradespeople that are electricians or plumbers, their fathers and mothers that have children and spouses and house payments, and they're union members, but they're living normal American. Nowadays it's called conservative, but it used to be just traditional American life.
Yeah, they're hardworking people who put their full time in, and they make just enough money to just save a little, go on a vacation.
Sure, they get to go up north now and then.
But they want to make sure that they're not, you know, their employer is not going to be taking advantage of them.
Sure.
So they join the unions they're working to, you know, that kind of stuff.
A lot of them, by the way, didn't join. They didn't back into the decision to go to work where they're at to be union. They wanted to be a plumber or an electrician or whatever, and it happens that the employer was unionized.
Ah.
So they've not made a calculated choice to say, jeepers, I need to be union. They get there, and that's what it is, and that's the lot they have. And after a number of years, that's just where they're at. And I'm okay with that. But because they're living a traditional life, this is my view. Democrats, mm-hmm. You get on Facebook, tell me how wrong I am. But my view of it is that because they're living traditional, normal lives, the Democrat Party don't want no part of them.
Right.
They've sat and did the math and said, no, we can make a coalition out of all of these folks that are outsiders, for lack of better terms.
And they figure that these groups are victims of society and they need extra protection. So then they stir up all this victim mentality, and here we are.
Yeah, and now see, my view is if you can use the Constitution to protect one group while punishing another, something's wrong for everybody. For everybody. I passionately believe that. We can't have justice for all if we're going to have protected classes and underclasses and these classes and those classes. Classism is Soviet-style socialism. It doesn't work. That is my absolute view on that. But the main point is that it's interesting to see it was a 5-4 split at the Supreme Court. And meanwhile, you've got people like Spartacus trying to grow the Supreme Court. Have you been watching that?
Yeah, they want to stack the court. They want to eliminate the Electoral College. And you're just kind of like, why do you want to fix something that isn't broken?
Well, the Electoral College, remember, they think that they wasted millions of votes in California, so they want a direct French-style democracy. But listen, it's going to be a bumpy ride because they want some – we're not arguing policy. These are fundamental changes to our system of government. Folks, we've got to go to a break, though, and we'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And you've indeed tuned in to the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are still getting it done.
We are. Listen, Miles, I'm reading from ZeroHedge.com again. Ron Paul, is Trump really about to invade Venezuela? First off, let's answer the first part first. Do you think that Trump is getting ready to put boots on the ground in Venezuela?
No.
I don't either. And so that caused me to ask, well, two things. First off, did you read this article?
Yeah.
Any idea where Ron Paul's getting this idea?
Other than just trying to get press.
Okay. That'll do it. If you question that, would you support boots on the ground?
I would really need to better understand the reason why we would.
You know what? I agree with that. So if it's a humanitarian effort, people are starving and they're refusing food, do you go in there? And first off, if that was the reason, I think you could do an airdrop like we did at the end of World War II. So if we're just talking about providing sustenance to human beings, that doesn't take boots on the ground. If you're trying to overthrow a government, I can't support that. I don't agree with the government. I don't know that he's legitimate. I don't know that he isn't, by the way. I've not studied their constitution. I've not watched the back and the forth other than what our media tells us. And I've learned from Jana Konecki regarding Croatia that following our media on these stories is a fool's errand. I think she was absolutely right about that. So when I watch these, the Venezuelan thing, and folks that listen to the show know I bring it up often, I watch it closely, but I'm convinced I don't, even from what I'm reading, that I really don't have a clue. what's going on there, especially on the legal side of what's legal in their country. The bottom line for me is, yes, support the folks. Do that with an airdrop and keep our boots off the ground. I don't see us spilling any American blood there. That's my view of it at any rate. I don't think it's necessary. Now, listen, Senator Warren this week pitched more. I can't even say this word. Senator Warren pitched more than $100 trillion in new spending during a brief CNN town hall. Is this just the promises that, and that's why folks were so surprised with Trump when he made the promises as a candidate, and now he's trying to go down the checklist to check them off. And she's just a regular politician where she promises the moon for wholesale and with no intentions of doing any of it if she gets elected. What's your take on it, Miles?
You know, I heard an interesting analogy the other day. The Democrats find themselves back in 1972 again with George McGovern, and that McGovern was so far left. For whatever reason, the Democrat Party found themselves way out on the left, and that's truly what led to Nixon's landslide victory in 72, because the Democrat Party had just gone so far to the left that they had left the mainstream behind, and that we might be staring down that barrel again, that again the Democrats find themselves so far to the left again that maybe just Trump by default will win in this landslide victory.
I think you may be onto something, but the whole time you were talking about McGovern, I had that old country song running through my head about, and he voted for George McGovern for president.
Right.
Because they went off the hook with him. And I think you're right, they're likely to do it again. When I look at their collection of candidates thus far, you know, Senator Warren with the new Green Deal and a whole host of big expenditures is what went into creating that $100 trillion. When we're almost $23 trillion in debt right now, and she's advocating for an additional $100 trillion. Now, this article starts out, Senator Warren believes she knows the way into Americans' hearts, lots of government spending. The problem with that, folks, is that the government doesn't have a penny. It's our money. It came from folks. They have no money. And we don't have that much money. Hence the debt. So she's Medicare for all, slavery reparations, universal child care, universal pre-K. That's what they did in the Soviet Union, by the way. Universal pre-K schooling, the creation of 3 million new federal housing units, increasing infrastructure, even though they didn't want to do it when Trump suggested it, and spending several times forgiveness of student loan debts, the new Green Deal. The list went on and on and on of what she articulated in a short CNN meeting. And if I were a liberal Democrat, I would have to say, wait a minute, I think I appreciate you, but that's not possible. The math isn't there. It doesn't even matter what I think about it ideologically. The math isn't there. Miles, do folks not realize that?
I was going to say, did you see the stunning CNN poll?
I didn't. What is it?
That found that Trump is more popular in AOC's congressional district than AOC herself.
That's funny stuff.
That's stunning.
I thought her district was an off-the-hook liberal district.
Yeah, but wow, she really slipped. I mean, think about that.
Well,
Trump
she's
more popular than her.
She's made herself the laughing stock, and she's got some major financial ghosts getting ready to dance across the stage with that $885,000. That's a big deal, folks. When you start moving almost $1 million for campaign finance, they don't, I'm telling you, she's got problems in paradise. And so I'm not surprised that primary, and she will be primaried by the establishment Democrats. I think that's going to be fun to watch is what I think. Listen, before we run out of show, in U.S. presidential race, how old is too old? This is an article from Yahoo.com. and they point out that several of the candidates, including Trump, are in their 70s. Miles, is there an age where at some point you're too old?
I think it all comes down to mental capacity.
So if you are 100, that's fine, based on your mental capacity. Is that what you're saying? And I don't disagree with that. The only thing that causes me pause, and it did with President Trump, you know that, is that when you've got somebody in their 70s, he's in better health than me. I've opined many times on the air that I could not keep up with his schedule. I don't know how he does it. I'm 58. He's 74 now?
Something like that.
Yeah, and I could not physically keep up with what he does up and down the Air Force One steps all over. I just couldn't do it. I'm just flatly telling you. So age and that issue is not a problem for him. But when I look at some of these people, I don't think Bernie's in that great of health. He doesn't look like he's healthy to me. Time will tell, and I don't want there to be a constitutional age limit. But sometimes I wonder why the folks vote for somebody, especially the Democrats, who have said that they're all about youth and getting new people on board, but at least two of their candidates are in their 70s. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can certainly appreciate the idea that you want younger folks. I mean, I saw an interview with the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who's also running for president.
Right.
And he's like 37. So I get the idea of wanting to get the younger folks involved in the process. But, I mean, at the end of the day, regardless of age, isn't it about the ideas and what you actually want to accomplish?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. As long as you're able to put up with the stress of the job, I think the presidency, Democrat or Republican, is a very stressful, intense job. It's not like the CEO with a big fish on the wall that spends his day golfing. It's a pretty stressful thing. I think you're the president 24 hours a day, and a lot of folks would not be able to do that. Even youthful folks would just say, wow, that's just too much.
Right.
So, I don't know. Well, time will tell. As I've said, time always tells. And so we will we'll find out. But I do think that primary is going to be fun for AOC. And in watching the Democrat, I got a big bowl of popcorn in the front row seat. I'm excited about watching their presidential primary. That's going to be fascinating. Listen, folks, I'm hearing music, so we're out of time. Miles, any final words?
Lude, lude, lude.
Oh, wherever he's at, he's in trouble, folks. I'm just telling you. That's what he gets for not being on board to defend himself. Folks, follow us on Facebook. Do me a favor, go to Renegade River, and beyond that, have a great day, and thank you very much for joining us.
This message is brought to you by Centria Autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a behavioral health condition, increasingly common in all our communities. Between 65,000 and 70,000 new children will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism in 2019. Recent studies reveal that approximately 30% of children with autism are not receiving evidence-based behavioral treatment. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer, Centria Autism.
The treatment of any child with autism should be individualized and holistic, with the goal of helping every child have the best developmental experience possible. By taking a more clinically integrated approach to the care path using applied behavior analysis, or ABA, we can improve a child's communication, living, and behavioral skills.
For more information, visit www.centriaautism.com. That's www.centriaautism.com.
You know the legal drinking age is 21. You may also know this law protects teens. Find out more at don'tserveteens.gov. And thanks for not providing alcohol to teens. A message from the We Don't Serve Teens program and the Federal Trade Commission.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the Russia investigation ended exactly the way it should have.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
President Trump's remarks as he welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Washington, D.C. The president also says,
false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again.
Attorney Michael Avenatti is being charged with wire and bank fraud. Federal prosecutors say Avenatti was trying to extort $20 million from Nike. Prosecutors say he threatened to release damaging information about the company. A dozen people allegedly involved in the recent college admissions bribery case are set to appear in a Boston federal court on Monday. Some of the people in court are accused of working with alleged ringleader Rick Singer. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Well, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon and welcome. The weather today is a chance of rain, mainly after 4 o'clock. It's going to be cloudy with a high near 54. North winds around 7 miles an hour. And the chance of precipitation is 30%. There's going to be a less than a tenth of an inch of rain possible. Tonight will be a chance of rain, mainly before 8 p.m., cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low around 27. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 46. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 25. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 47. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 28. Thursday, sunny with a high near 57. And Thursday night will be partly cloudy. And if this is right, it'll be sunny Friday also. And Friday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 45.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm